Hello?
Yes, hello, is this Cherry?
Yes?
Hey, Cherry, it's Steve Wilson calling you from Turner Book Writers. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
I'm calling you on behalf of Kevin and Josh. Please tell me, is this a good time? Can we talk right now?
What's your name again?
My name is Steve. Steve Wilson.
Go ahead, talk.
Perfect. I just got to know from Kevin and Josh that you are not satisfied. So I just wanted to know, like, what's the problem?
What's the problem? It's been going on since September.
I'm sorry, your voice is breaking up.
I said it's been going on since September.
I'm really sorry about that, but can you please tell me, what is the issue?
Oh, God. It's kind of a long issue, and I'm getting tired of talking about it. At first, there was Tim and Bella and Anna Jackson. They told me certain things. They kind of promised me certain things,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't done. I went back and forth with Bella. I said, you know, the Santa Claus is wrong. This is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This is wrong. And it looked like no adjustments were made. They just sent back kind of the same picture. And I said, it's still not. Round and round we went. Then after that, there was the thing about it was supposed to be out December, you know, early December in time for the holiday season. It was
mm-hmm.
not. I had told them I'm extremely disappointed in that because it was also supposed
mm-hmm.
to be a Christmas present. And I just was very upset with it. And
mm-hmm.
then there was something I tried to reach everybody. When I call
mm-hmm.
in the numbers, I don't get anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Then one day I was so frustrated, I called around. I was told that you all were part of Turner Classic Movie. You're under that umbrella. I called Turner
uh-huh.
Publisher. They said they'd
mm-hmm.
never heard of you all. And that was like the second phone call they've had to make to somebody, and that you all were not who you say you were. I tried to explain this to Kevin yesterday. He didn't want to hear it. He ignored what I was saying. He just kept, you know, glossing over like I was unimportant. And then one of the other guys, I think there was Kevin, I think his name was Josh. He had told me he was going to send me a timeline.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He was going to send me his information. I never got it. So that was another broken promise. It was another.
I'm sorry. What Josh told you and you didn't got it? Please tell me again.
Nope. Was a timeline on when things were going to be done, and that
mm-hmm.
and his information. Never got it. So that was, I think, the final thing that did it. And then I got back page 10 of the book. I had told them that there's a correction. That's not the way it goes. I don't know if they don't know how to draw a reindeer or Santa Claus. I don't know. I said, it looks like you just sent me the same picture because you
mm-hmm.
didn't make any adjustments. I am
mm-hmm.
tired of playing this game. I am tired of waiting. The Christmas done come and gone. I'm pretty much done. I cannot believe anything that comes out of anybody's mouth. I don't, every time I call, can't get anybody.
Jerry.
What?
Yeah, I totally understand your concern and your frustration. That is totally acceptable. But let me tell you, I do know that there has been a lot of delays from Bella and her team, and that's the reason why they have got fired. And that's the answer to your first concern. Second one, regarding the Penguin the Turner Publishers. So I think you might have called a different number, because we are from the Turner Book Writers, and if we don't, why would we be telling you all these things that about the termination of Bella and her team and all the progress and everything? So what I'm saying currently is,
anybody can make up names. Anybody can tell me they terminated somebody they just pass it on.
But Cherry, there has been some work done.
Wait a minute. I did call another number because Kim told me that you all were under the umbrella, which means that your parent company was Turner Classic Movies. And then over that, then you all were kind of underneath that and something else. And so I tried to call the big company according to what Kim had told me.
Cherry, it was back in time, but currently Turner Book Writers, it's a completely separate entity.
Well,
so it is not linked with...
Would you let me finish my statement? I said, that's not what I was told. So based on all of this, based on all of these things that I find are untrue, you know, I'm done.
Cherry, all I'm saying is just give me one last chance. Let me change your team and we'll expedite your work, and you will see the progress within a week. And if you're not satisfied, then you can totally go ahead and take your decision. But currently, I'm just asking. Let's just give me one last chance. Let me change the team, and I can show you that we can easily get it done as soon as possible. And if you have any specific deadlines, then you can tell me right now. I will get it planned exact as per the timeline.
The problem is, my husband got on the phone with Kevin last night, and my husband told him, we don't know if you're legit, if you're not. I looked, tried to research you all. I couldn't find much of anything except on Facebook and some other place I can't remember. So my husband said, you all send me something that shows me that you all are legit. I think he sent a letter from your lawyer that tells who you are and everything, and then we might talk. And then Kevin hung up on him.
I'm really sorry about that. Let me have a word with Kevin as well. And just do me one thing. Do let me know in an email or a text message, whatever verification or proof you need. I will get it for you and will share it with you. That's not a problem. I can surely get it. I can surely do it for you. Once you're satisfied, then we can continue working on the project.
You know, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. I've had so many people.
It's a Steve. It's totally fine. My name is a Steve.
Steve, if that is your name, we're over here in Virginia. I don't know. There's no picture of yours. You know, office. I have I've tried to find that. I didn't see any of that. I have found. I tried checking the Better Business Bureau. Nothing there. I've tried checking. You know, a bunch of other places, and I don't come up with anything. Now, all I see, and there's a few on Facebook or something with a few reviews on it. Anybody mm-hmm. could write those reviews. And so I have no way, you know, I'm not going to get, like I told.
Cherry, again, I do understand your frustration and all your concerns are legit. That they are fine. But all I'm saying is if we are not legit, then we won't be working for you. All I'm saying, if we took money from you, we are working. We will be showing you something. It's just the issue with the Ballast team, which has been fired now. So all I'm asking is whatever verification or proof you are requesting, just let me know. I will share it with you, and then we can continue working on the project. If you are not satisfied with the services, you can let me know, and then we can part ways.
And how am I supposed to get this to you? Because I don't have your contact information.
I will send you a text or an email, and you can get back to me over there.
You can send me an email because that's easier for me. But I'm not, you know, I'm not committing to anything because I've been totally let down.
I do understand your frustration. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm ready to show you whatever proof or verification you require. I will share it with you. Once you are satisfied, then we can move forward.
All right. I'm going to discuss this with my husband, too, once he gets back. But you send me your information, and then I can respond to what we need mm-hmm. in order to move forward.
All right. Sounds perfect. I will be sending you an email right away. Just get back to me.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.